or you're sinking like a stone. Carry on.
Hi, this is Jillian Michaels, and you're listening to Hannah and Dane on Flavor HD.
Carry on, carry on.
WGN 720, it is Flavor HD with Hannah Stanley and Dane Neal. Go to that website, flavorhd.com, and here we are at the International Houseware Show. You run into some of the best and brightest, no exception here. We've got Chef Devin Alexander. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Most people, I would think, who are listening would know you as being on The Biggest Loser, as the chef and bringing nutritional help. But this season is a little bit different because they've incorporated kids and really focusing on the childhood obesity epidemic in the country. How have you been able to work with the kids and what have you seen from them?
You know what? I am so excited that they're doing this as well. I weighed 200 pounds as a 15-year-old. So
for the listeners, she weighs about 75 pounds now. No, I'm just kidding.
No. Yes. No, I'm a size 4. And I've kept it off for 20 years. And so I was a 15-year-old who, I mean, it's funny because Sunny's story is very much like mine. Like, I felt a lot of pressure as a child to just be perfect. And, you know, sort of the only thing that I did wrong was I ate all the time. And so it was really nice. And actually, her story is my story. And then also Lindsay, who's wanted to be a cheerleader. Right. When I was a kid, I had been a cheerleader in Little League, and then I got a little chubby, and then I didn't make the squad in junior high when my 4 best girlfriends were cheerleaders. And then so I was sitting home baking cookies while they were jumping around, and I just got fat. And so I am so excited. The Biggest Loser is tackling that. We're doing Challenge America now. We're getting cheers.
Biggest Loser fans here, of course.
I'm so happy that they're tackling it, because I think people don't realize, like, what a huge problem it is with kids, the pressures that they have. And then, you know, we're challenging America this whole season, and I'm actually on BiggestLoser.com starting a team in the next week. So go to BiggestLoser.com and join my team, and we'll challenge everybody else.
That sounds great. So are you seeing, and of course, coming from your perspective, food is a huge way to... I guess huge would be the wrong word. Food is a tremendous way to work off that weight and make more intelligent choices, healthier choices. But what's the percentage? Is it 75% your food choices and 25% being active? How do you view it?
I might be biased, yes, because I'm a chef. But, you know, I think it's different for every person. I mean, I do think every single person, you know, needs to watch their food. And that doesn't mean starve. Like, I just finished my demo and was talking about, like, I live a very happy life. I enjoy every bite of food I eat. I'm not eating plastic food. And so, you know, it really, I mean, even the trainers will say the food is at least 70% of it. But for me, you know, I go on the road a lot, and sometimes I just can't work out. It's like a choice between sleeping and working out. And I'm a person who is triggered to eat more if I haven't slept. So, you know, making that choice to get a good night's sleep as opposed to getting up at 6 o'clock in the morning to go to the gym and be a gym rat, actually, I won't gain. But if I, you know, and I go back to my routine once I get home, and obviously I look a little more muscular and better when I have been working out and I feel better. But if I need to, I can let go of the working out. If I let go of the food, forget about it.
Well, you're living the celebrity chef lifestyle at this point here, doing these demos on television. You're part of that kind of first wave of people that have been able to do that, not only do what they love and do it with food, but also on the celebrity side. Like, how do you see yourself as far as a role model? You mentioned when you were 15, you were heavy. You didn't have a you. First off, how did you do it? And then your thoughts as being somebody that kids look up to.
You know what? That makes me feel so good. You're right. I didn't have a role model. The only person back then when I was there is Richard Simmons jumping around, you know, right, which I didn't exactly as a teen girl relate to, or who I didn't exactly relate to. I mean, he's awesome, but, you know. Right. I started this career not to be a celebrity chef, honestly. I had no idea. Like, I was planning to be a screenwriter, and I was doing charity, helping people lose weight, and then just got sucked into this life when celebrities figured out I could make food that tasted good. And I continue to want to get involved with charity projects and to want to help teens. And when people ask me what I'm passionate about, that really is. Like, I started my career for teenage girls because I don't struggle. Like, I know that people don't believe that for the most part. They're like, how are you 200 and now you're 130? And you say it's easy, and it's not. Oh, throw all caution to the wind, easy, but it's easy. Like, I really do enjoy my life and my food and feel like I can make a difference for people. And it makes me sad that people are struggling, which is why I like the celebrity, because I have an opportunity to reach them, and I wish I could reach even more.
Well, you've mentioned that you travel a lot, and I think that that's a pattern that people fall into a lot. Not necessarily traveling, but they're out, they're running errands, they're doing things, and there's food that's quick and easy. So what advice do you give to people when they do go into a fast food location or I know.
The advice is to walk out.
Yes, that advice. But I mean, you travel. So what are the choices you're able to make? What are the rules you kind of live by to try to stay on task?
You know, I have my go-to things. Like, one of the weird quirks about Devin Alexander is that I have a thing of hot sesame oil in one of the cup holders in my car because I love spicy tuna rolls. And I can go to, you know, a restaurant or a sushi bar or a grocery store and grab a little thing of sushi and then pour that over it instead of spicy tuna, you know, because spicy tuna has mayonnaise in it often when you're on the road. So I grab one little roll, put a little drizzle over that, and I'm done, you know. And that's sort of my fallback when I'm, like, really in a hurry. You know, you can get sandwiches a lot, which can be really healthy. You know, Subway is a sponsor of The Biggest Loser, not me personally, but they're a sponsor of Biggest Loser. And then there's sandwich shops also. Like, I like to try to find turkey that is completely not processed, no nitrates, you know, like an actual turkey that's been sliced down after being roasted. So
not whipped.
Not whipped, just roasted. No, you know, and even sometimes I'll put it on a whole wheat bagel and, you know, we put plenty of veggies on it and it's delicious. And then literally I have not eaten fast food since 1987, I swear. Like, I have tons of cheat things. That is not one of them. And then, you know, I have a lot of go-to solutions like grape leaves. They sell now in little packages that you can carry that don't need to be refrigerated. You can always carry cans of tuna. Like, I have teeny tiny cans of tuna in my hotel rooms. I have things all the time for sweet and salty cravings. When I got to my hotel, I'm actually here for 6 days, I asked them to take the mini bar out because I have no control. You know, like, you so much as touch the little thing and you've bought it.
Well, I've bought it. I might as well eat it.
Right. And so I don't even want that stuff there. Like, till I said that, I don't miss it. I don't want it. You know, I have my own little bag of passion tea that I carry that's sweet so that if I'm really jonesing for something sweet, that'll work. I carry jerky sometimes, try to get the natural stuff also. So I just always have, like, sweet snacks and salty snacks, like protein bars for the sweet also. And so you never really have that, I have no food, and eat a handful or three of the popcorn around the corner that's so delicious. Not that I'd know. No, I mean, I, you know, I'll go and pick and try and whatever, because if something's so good, I'll want to make that in my calorie allowance or whatever, even though I don't count calories. But
here at Housewares, entertainment, inspiration, advice, we got all that. For those people that aren't here with us but hear this interview, where can they go to find out more about what you're doing?
DevinAlexander.com, DEVIN. And then I have a question of the day every day on my website. So if you have questions for me, send them there. And then Facebook, I'm Devin Alexander. And Chef Devin on Twitter. I make too much noise on Twitter.
Devin Alexander, thanks so much for being in Flavor HD.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Wow, and that show, of course, the big finale happening, and a Chicago winner.
It happened this past Monday. I've already reached out to our girl, Danny, who is the big winner. She lost 121 pounds, and her trainer, it was an interesting season because the way the teams broke out, Danny was basically with Jillian Michaels as, like, almost a private trainer for a good portion of the season, and we were able to talk with Jillian, as people heard in the bumper. Jillian was with us
last
year.
She's a good one to have. I mean,
she was a great person. And really kind and just
really,
yeah, I really liked her.
So softer side of Jillian Michaels.
The softer side of Jillian Michaels, but so nice and really, really got results with Danny, who happens to be from the Chicagoland area, and we're going to have her on the air soon.
Yeah, looking forward to that.